Hi, I'm Jimmy. I'm an alcoholic. I want to personally thank Terry for this opportunity and for spilling coffee on my crotch right before I came up here. All right. Let's see. Start at the beginning. I was born in Canton, Ohio in 1982. My dad was real bad drunk. My whole life, he still is, actually. I got divorced when I was 11. He's real abusive. He got sober for a year when I was like 11 and managed to like trick me and my brother into like living with him and not my mom. So we did, and he fell off the wagon. And it was rough growing up. But had my first drink when I was 7. So my dad got drunk and he's like, "Here, have some Busch." So it couldn't have been a good beer. It had to be Busch, you know. And I remember I hated it. It wasn't very good at all. And as I grew up, I guess you always have those parents that you like. You look at and you're like, "Oh, I want to be like them someday." I'm not saying my dad wasn't an example at all. It was basically like everything he did, like I didn't want to be like him at all. So as soon as I could get out of the house, I could. High school was all right. I was a jock. Drank a little bit in high school. No big problems, no DUIs, never wrecked any cars. Never got arrested. You know, hung out with all the people who did because they're in my neighborhood. But I mean, that's about it. Ended up joining the Army when I was 19. Drugs are a part of my story, so I'm sorry if you have a problem with that. But first time I used drugs, I was 19. It was opiates, some pills my buddy had. It was pretty much all downhill from there. I managed to keep it maintained for a while, and then when I couldn't get any, I would just drink a lot. And I would try and justify drinking to myself because it was legal. It was just a cycle over and over and over again. It didn't get real bad until, I want to say 2008. Let's see. I deployed to Afghanistan that year. It was like my fourth deployment at that point. Prior to that, I skipped a little ahead a little bit. I got married when I was 20, 21. Had my first kid when I was 21. And it's funny because I was drinking, and I would deploy and come home and like get my wife pregnant, and I swear to God, like it was Bud Light's fault, you know what I mean? Like to the point that I switched to Miller Lite because I didn't want to get her pregnant anymore. So, you know, so I would deploy and come home, get her pregnant, and then deploy and come home, got her pregnant, and I'm like, "Oh, I need to quit drinking Bud Light. It's terrible. I'm gonna start drinking Miller Lite." So that's what I did. So that's what I did, and it didn't really work out so well. I don't think she's an active drug user anymore, but she was an alcoholic and a drug addict, and I didn't know it when we got married, and I found out shortly later thereof how bad it was. Deployed the first time. She ran around on me and stuff and like left the kid places. So I was trying to deal with that. She went to rehab a couple times. It was rough. 2008, I was gone in 2007. So you sent me this Dear John letter. Well, it's the 21st century, so she sent me a Dear John email. You know what I mean? And I was I was so crushed. So they sent me home early from that deployment. I got home, I couldn't find her. She dropped my kids off at my grandparents' house. And she moved in with a crack dealer. Right? So I got the kids, went home, and drank heavily, very, very heavily. I was an awful dad. I was doing the best I could. I was holding it together at the seams. You know what I mean? They're not dead. You know what I mean? I fed them. You know what I mean? I clothed them. They were 1.5 and 3.5. So they were both still in diapers. It was rough. I used to wake up at like 4 a.m, take the kids to the babysitter, go to work all day, get off at 6 o'clock at night, pick the kids up, go home, make dinner, you know, change diapers. I mean, did the whole thing. And it was like that for till now. I mean, they're not in diapers anymore, so it's a little easier, but it's still like that. But that's when I started drinking real heavy, and I was like so angry with God. I was like, how could you do this to me? I'm a good person, kind of, you know what I mean? And I don't deserve this, boo-hoo-hoo, right? And it was bad. And that's when the drug use really picked up. The Army's funny. Like, I figured out this loophole in their drug tests, right? So I figured out that when you pee in a cup, whether you snort pills or shoot heroin, it comes out the same thing. So I figure, and like a prescription's good for a year. So if they gave me a script of like 10 Vicodin because my wrist hurt, then I could just ride it out all year. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Like 9 months later, I'm pissing hot. I'm like, oh, I had a script like 10 months ago. That's why. I had a headache the other day. You know what I mean? So I did that for a long time. And it was bad. You know what I mean? And everyone at work knew, but they just didn't say anything. You know, as long as I came to work on time, like they were cool. You know what I mean? And it was just rough. I was at Fort Bragg, North Carolina. And gotten pills real heavy. And then for some reason, when I was all drunk, I wanted to know like all this coke stuff was about. I was like, oh, my ex-wife did coke? She's a bitch. Yeah. I'm going to try this shit out. It can't be that bad. You know what I mean? I'm so much better than her. It won't get a hold of me, you know? So, yeah. So I tried it out. It was all right. You know, chewed through the back of my teeth and sweated sitting still. It was terrible. And I didn't like it. Well, not at first. You know? I warmed up to it. You know? And if I couldn't get drugs, I would just drink a lot. And then when I would deploy, I never did drugs on deployment. But, like, I get it. Like, we're in Muslim countries and there's no drinking, but we drank. You know what I mean? We're in the Army. We found out how to get alcohol into country. It's not, you know, whatever. Empty bottles have people. And people are so willing to send you alcohol. They're all about it. Like, oh, you're fighting for our country? Oh, we're going to send you alcohol because that's what you need. You know what I mean? Because that'll keep you on your toes, you know? So, yeah. So it was bad. And I would drink. And actually, my last trip to Iraq in 2011, I had a higher alcohol tolerance when I got home than before I left. You know, we were in northern Iraq and they had liquor stores there, which was awesome. You know what I mean? I know it's a Muslim country, they have liquor stores. This is great. So, and a bottle of Jameson was like $30. I mean, probably wasn't like real fucking Jameson, but it was Jameson. You know, that shit was close enough for me. It was all right. So, you know, that's what we would drink every night. We'd work real hard, and if we weren't on mission or on target or something, we would drink. Came home, and in the process of all this phenomenon going on, I went from Bragg to here. And when I first left Fort Bragg, I was real bad on Percocets, which sounds silly in the grand scheme of things, because I guess they're not like, you know. But I mean, when you're snorting like 25 of them a day, you know what I mean? Like, that's a lot of Tylenol, you know what I mean? That's a ton of Tylenol. That shit cannot be good for you. In fact, I know it's not good for you. So, anyway, I get to Florida. I'm like, I'm not doing pills anymore. I get to Florida, you know. I had no idea about this place. No clue. If I knew, I would have tried to move here earlier. They're everywhere. And they're not hard to get. You just like, you know, and I remember when I first got here, I would drive by the pharmacy. And I was like, Jones is real bad. And I just saw like these groups of like undesirables like outside the pharmacies hanging out, like smoking, you know what I mean? And I'm like, what are they waiting on? You know? Like, oh, Roxy's, what are Roxy's? 30 milligrams, what? It's so little. Like, yeah, it's great. Like, on it. How much are these? Okay, they're like $8 a piece. I'm buying a shitload. And that's what I did, you know? So, I remember, like, when I first showed up to the new unit here, when you got to report in, I got in a really bad fight in downtown St. Pete. We went to the pizza shop, and like these dudes played football for USF, and I weighed like 130 pounds, and I didn't care. And I got a lot of heart. That heart shit will get you in trouble. Tell you what. Especially when you're drunk, you know? These dudes like beat the shit out of me and my brother in this pizza shop. And I was blacked eyes and all straw buried up. And I go in to report. I'm like, hey, you know, I'm here. I'm the new guy. Like, aren't you glad I'm here? And I'm all fucking beat up and shit. And they're like, are you staying out of trouble? I'm like, roger that. And they're like, all right. So, yeah. So, Roxy's were awesome. I mean, I guess they are still awesome. I just don't do them anymore. So. I heard they got really expensive, too, so I'm kind of glad I stopped when I did. But it got to the point where I was always on time for work. You know what I mean? And I'll wrap this up real quick. I was always on time for work, and everyone thought, like, oh, he's squared away. And then I just quit going to work. Like, I would wake up and just not go in. And if I couldn't get pills, I would be drunk, and I'd go in hungover, or I'd go in dope sick, or I'd go in high. And work started at, like, 7, and I would show up at, like, 11 o'clock, you know, and wonder why they're giving me a hard time for being late. So eventually what happened was I ended up failing this school, I guess, that they wanted me to pass. And how I failed was I didn't, like, academically fail. I just didn't go. So I had my bosses, like, come to my house. And they're like, dude, we have to take action. So me being a coward, I don't lose my job. So I run to the hospital and turn myself in. Like, oh, you know, if I turn myself in, I can't get in trouble, which is fine. But then, like, they have you do, like, this, like, form when you're like, I'm a drug addict. And you have to put down all the drugs you did and how much you did, right? And I, like, lied on the form because I didn't want to go to, like, in-house rehab. I just want to go to, like, outpatient. So that's what I did. And then I went to outpatient and, like, figured out. And then my first AA meeting came because the lady would not release me from outpatient until I came to the AA meeting. I had to come. And I did, and I met everyone here, and it's been good ever since. I had about 5 months sober. I deployed to Afghanistan and stayed clean, didn't drink while I was gone. And then I just got home in March. And I got a year today, or tomorrow. Tomorrow's my year. So, but, yeah, that's it. That's all I got. Thanks.